Coming up next here on Phoenix FM, some more English people who probably won't crack you up, but they will impress you with their musical talent. They are Uprising. And we're going to start off with their first musical choice of the evening, a bit of Bad Religion for you.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
Goodness, that song has a long fade out, doesn't it? That's Bad Religion here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and their track American Jesus, and it's the first musical choice by my guests tonight, Uprising. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello there, gents. Come a bit close to you, Mark, so you don't sound like you're miles away.
There we go.
Right, welcome to Phoenix FM to you all. First things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
I'm Sam Innison. I'm the singing guitarist of the band.
I'm Rory Dowdle, and I'm the lead guitarist.
I'm Daniel, and I play bass.
I'm Orton Brogdon, and I play drums.
There you go. Well, welcome to Phoenix FM to you all. So this is your first Phoenix FM appearance. So first things first, where did we get you from?
We come from Romford, so not too far.
Hornchurch.
Well, that's debatable. Hmm.
Same area.
Same area, round there.
They're the same postcode area. Yeah. It's all in the RM postcode.
Yeah. The RM postcode. Yes.
Indeed. Good stuff. Well, we're glad that you've made that particular trek over. How long have you been going as Uprising?
We've been going for a few months, mainly from about September. Then we've been writing our material for about the last 3-4 months.
Yeah,
we've sort of started off by doing covers, but since then we sort of wanted to do a bit more, so we started writing our own tracks, and here we are.
Rightio. Yes, here you are, and I think what we should do next is we should talk about how you sound as well. So what track are you going to do for us first?
This is the first track we're going to play. It's called Retaliation.
Rightio. Here's a bit of Retaliation, courtesy of Uprising, here on Kobolds on Phoenix FM.
Stand tall through all the weight that's pushing me down. And after all of this, I found my way out of the fortress I trapped myself in. Hear them shout, begging for my love, my ecstasy. I know you think that you're better than me, but after all of this, we're just the same. We're just the same. We're just the same. It's the kindest ones who you don't wanna see cry, 'cause in the back of their eyes there's retaliation. You think you're big with all your power and all your greed. That it's about time I said something, 'cause after all of this, you can't control me. 'Cause I'm too strong, my period of weakness is finally gone. You see, I'm back on the saddle where I belong, and after all of this, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. Coming for you. Coming for you. The kindest ones who you don't wanna see cry, 'cause in the back of their eyes there's retaliation. The kindest ones who you don't wanna see. retaliation. And through all this, I won't be pushed around, 'cause in the back of my eyes, there's retaliation.
I'm assuming that means the end of the song.
That does, yes. Yeah.
Awesome!
One down.
And a few more to go, we hope.
Hopefully.
Excellent. That is the sound of Uprising here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled...
Retaliation.
Retaliation.
Yeah.
Yes. And I like this. I like how the song called Retaliation is actually quite subtle.
Yeah.
I think it's a nice touch there.
Irony in that.
Yes. And, well... The irony is not lost on myself and listeners that we have got some nice comments in here from the chat room. Thank you to Jason Canada, who says, "Wow, they're actually talented." So,
thanks very much, Jason.
Thank you.
Excellent. So you talked about how long you've been going. How did you get together originally?
Well, originally it was sort of a college setup. We'd just gone to Havering Sixth Form and they were starting a little enrichment course. So we all sort of met through that and then just sort of kept it going ever since.
Mm-hmm. Amazing what a little enrichment can do.
I know.
And how would you describe your sound?
So I'd say a mixture of sort of heavy punk and grunge. Mm. So a bit like you've got the Sex Pistols and you put them together with Nirvana. That's what we are.
That is what we are.
So if you like them, you'll like us.
Yeah. Excellent. Would you say they are your main influences, or do you have others?
To be honest, I think we all have different influences, and that's why it works so well.
Indeed. It's certainly a good thing.
Yeah, it's nice.
What other different influences do you have? Are there a few kind of like names that people don't expect in there?
Well... mine sort of influences mainly come from more acoustic side of things, but then again it's that and then metal. Like there's a band called Alter Bridge that I literally love, and then you've got Autumn,
like Linkin Park, like loves them. Like Sam.
Yeah, then there's, well, my influences don't really come into it at all. It's just death metal, J metal, anything that's unbelievably heavy, really.
Death metal basis.
Yeah. And that we're not that heavy, so I don't really get those influences into the band.
You're not that heavy yet.
Oh, yet.
Just waiting for the second album.
Need a first.
Still need to finish it.
Yes, we'll talk about your recording plans, because of course you don't have any releases available yet, but there are some on the horizon which we'll talk about. But seeing as we've been talking about bands that you like, let's listen to another musical choice of yours. What are we going to listen to next?
It's a song called The Lonesome Rider by a band called Volbeat.
Volbeat? How do you spell that?
V-O-L-B-E-A-T. I literally heard them the other day and really liked it.
Yeah. Volbeat.
Yeah.
Rightio. And tell us about what they mean to you.
Well, to be honest, it's one of those bands where I listened to it and I was just blown away, because I went to a festival a few days ago, and when I heard them live, they literally just blew me away as soon as I saw them. It was one of those instant connection type things you get with a certain band.
Blown away. So how far did you fly?
Well, there was a massive field, so I got from one end to the other, so...
Don't you just love it when a band do that?
Yes.
Rightio. What was the track you wanted to hear?
It's called The Lonesome Rider.
Rightio. Ah, yes. Here we go. So, here's a bit of Volbeat and Lonesome Rider for you.
Rider in a lonesome rider's store.
It is the sound of Volbeat here on Kerpals on Phoenix FM. And that track of theirs was entitled The Lonesome Rider. And it was chosen by my guest tonight, Uprising. So, gents, before we hear your next track, are you named after any particular uprising?
Funny thing about that, really. We was doing a little bit of a nice show at the college and we needed a name. So we have a track called Uprising that we're not playing today. It was our first track. And we thought, we need a name. And so we just sort of went with the song name.
Kind of need to change it, though, yeah. I think.
Oh, I like it. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, it's good. I think we should keep it.
Yeah, we'll keep it. We'll keep it.
Yes, there's something big and reactionary about it, isn't there?
Yeah.
We are here to start an uprising.
Yeah, with our acoustic tracks.
Yes, indeed. Well, that's what you're going to do right now with your acoustic guitars. What track are you going to do for us next?
This next track is called Calm Before the Storm.
Calm Before the Storm. How apt. Uprising here on Kerpals on Phoenix FM.
Played it live.
No one noticed.
Yes.
And it was excellent.
Thank you.
That was Uprising here on Kerpals on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was entitled Calm Before the Storm. So, thank you. That track. You've got, so at the moment, you don't have any releases available, but are there some in the pipeline?
We're halfway through recording one of them. Our first song, Uprising, we've got most of it recorded, but we still need to finish that. And we got half of Calm Before the Storm recorded as well. I don't know when they'll be ready, but hopefully sometime soon.
They'll be ready soon. We've got about half an album, we've written about half an album. So we're gonna have the tracks quite soon, I think, to fill a whole album. It's just a matter of recording the album, which will probably take the most time.
Yeah, we've got most of them written. It's just getting the time for recording is the main issue here, but it'll get done.
It will.
Recording and editing and everything that goes with that.
That's not a problem.
Right, yeah. Jason is asking, do you have any T-shirts?
Not yet, but we will make you one. We will make you one, Jason. Just for you.
When we have money. When we have shirts.
There you go, Jason.
We need shirts.
Excellent. We're going to listen to another of your musical choices yet. Next, a bit of Nirvana. Lithium, why did you choose this track?
I'm a big Nirvana fan, and that's a really like a song.
No real reason behind it.
No, I just love Nirvana and everything they produce. So.
He'd have a lawsuit if they knew about it. There'd be a lawsuit against him and Nirvana.
Oh, definitely.
Right, so, well, let's entertain ourselves with that thought while we sit back and listen to Lithium.
I'm so happy, 'cause today I found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared. Light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God. I'm too blame for all I've heard. I'm not sure. I'm so excited, I can't wait to meet you there. I don't care. I'm so horny, that's okay. My will is good. Today I found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Broke on ears, Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God.
Yeah.
It is the sound of some band called Nirvana here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was, of course, Lithium. And it was chosen tonight by my guests, Uprising. So gentlemen, before we hear your next track in the studio, have you been doing much gigging recently? Tell us about where you've been playing.
We've played a few places. So we've mainly played at our college, and we've played at Fairkites Arts Centre in Hornchurch. But we've got a gig planned for September the 11th. It's a Friday. We're playing at Chinneries in Southend. It's £3 on the door, so everyone should just turn up. It'll be a great night out in Southend, listen to some great music.
Yeah, and hopefully go on roller coasters afterwards, you never know.
Well, if you go like our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/UprisingUK, you will then be able to find all the other events we'll be posting on there very shortly, I hope.
And they'll be able to see some of the videos from some of your previous gigs as well.
We've got videos from Fairkites, which are up there on YouTube and Facebook, so you can find them.
And that is our first two tracks. Our first one, which is Uprising, which we named ourselves after, and then the original version of Retaliation. So everyone get on there. Go on. You know you want to.
Let's tempt them too with another song.
This next song is called All I Need.
And all you need to do, listeners, is sit back and enjoy. Uprising here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We all know when we need someone to help us through it all.
Is the sound of Uprising here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And that track of theirs was entitled...
All I Need.
All I Need. Yes, yes, very, very impressive, gents. And you'll be able to get a sample of that when they play Chinneries in Southend in September. Do you have plans to book more gigs before then?
Yeah, well, I've been emailing around loads and loads of places, unbelievable. And so we're just waiting to hear back. And so hopefully, like I said, look on the Facebook page and we'll be posting all the events that we'll be playing at.
Not only that, if any of you people who we've asked are listening to us right now, please let us play.
Yes, yes, if any venues are listening, then do get in touch with the band. They sound pretty good acoustic, and I imagine they'll sound pretty good electric as well. Even better, even.
Yeah, face melting stuff, that.
Be a lot better with a drum kit.
Yes, when you're not just relying on your thighs for those noises.
Yeah.
I have to say, they are an impressive pair of musical thighs.
Oh, he's been doing all his squats and his lunges.
Yeah. Every day is leg day for him.
He's got huge legs and a tiny upper body.
Hey, there's a lot of guys in the gym who it's the other way around. So yeah. I think it's good that that he's redressing the balance.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we'd better crash on, and let's listen to your next musical choice. A bit of Linkin Park and A Place for My Head. So tell us about this track and what it means to you.
Probably my favourite song by this band. Just my favourite song from my favourite album by my favourite band. We did a cover of them a few months ago, but not this song.
Yeah. Rightio. And to the person in the chat room, no, they're not going to do a cover of Buddy Holly either. With that in mind, here's Linkin Park.
Try to take the best of me, go away.
the sound of Linkin Park here on Copal's on Phoenix FM. And from the album Hybrid Theory, which came out far too long ago, that track was entitled A Place for My Head. And it was chosen by my guest tonight, Uprising. So yes, good choice there, gents. Apparently, they are going to learn a Buddy Holly cover. We've got a little bit of a bucket list forming here, because we've got Buddy Holly cover, we've got t-shirts being made, and your first release. So if there's anything else that anyone wants to suggest, then radio@phoenixfm.com, or get in the chat room and recommend us if there's anything else that you think they should add to it. So yes. Either way, crashing on, you have one more track for us in the studio. What's it going to be?
This is a track called The Life That Could Have Been.
Or otherwise known to most of the band as The Acoustic Song.
Oh, how apt.
Yeah. This is the one song that is actually originally made acoustically.
Right, well, bring it on, I say. Uprising here on Copal's on Phoenix FM.
the life that could have been.
There you go. Excellent. It is the sound of Uprising here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled...
The Life That Could Have Been.
The Life That Could Have Been, also known as the acoustic song.
Just because I can't remember the name of it.
To be fair, when you're sitting there again, you're thinking, what song's next and what's it called?
it's that acoustic one, you know, everyone knows it.
Everyone knows the acoustic one.
Yeah.
So I'll just give you guys a rest and just sit there on my own if I have to.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Hello to Kai, who's joined us in the chat room. Hey guys, I'll make your t-shirts if you give me designs and stuff for a small profit, of course. Wink face. Love you, bro, from your big sis.
Yeah. In fact, I was going to ask her to make them so she can do them now.
Can we lower that price for you? Can we lower that price, please?
I can't
speak properly
she'll
now.
She'll do them for free, I'll make her.
Winky face, bro.
Yeah.
We'll pay with music.
Yeah, we'll pay with our talent.
Not much, then.
You're meant to be bigging us up here, Rory.
Indeed. Promotional tool?
Yeah. Just leave all the talent to me, then, and then...
Yeah, if we've got the death metal bassist for our talent.
Indeed. Coach Mahaffey in Louisiana says that was your best tune, so I really liked
thank
it.
Thank you.
That's actually my least favourite one of all of them.
Oh, dear. I think you're just going to have to agree to disagree there, then.
That's my favourite.
I like it.
I'm the singer, so... You know.
Right. We have one more musical choice tonight, and it's definitely not acoustic. Tell us about it.
It's For Whom the Bells Toll by Metallica, and they're a band that have influenced most of us, except for Dan, obviously, because he's probably never heard of them.
Yeah, God damn it.
But we all in the band love Metallica, so yeah. It's a little tribute to them, I guess.
Here we go. It's another of these songs with a really long fade out.
We love them.
Clearly. Never mind though, it is the sound of Metallica, of course, here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and that track of theirs was entitled For Whom the Bell Tolls, and it is the final selection of my guest tonight, Uprising. So, gentlemen, remind us, where is the place that people can go to join the Uprising?
Well, everyone's got a Facebook account, so you go on there, you go to www.facebook.com/UprisingUK, or you can just look for Uprising in the search bar. You'll find us there. There's some four ugly dudes in the picture, so...
Just look for any Uprising that has about 40 posts about coming on Phoenix FM, and then that's us.
And no, I didn't pay them to do that. And I suppose the next definite place that people will be able to see you live is at Chinnery's in Southend. Remind us when that is.
That is Friday, the 11th of September.
12th of September.
I thought it was the 12th.
It is the 12th of September.
Oh, it's a Friday.
The 12th of September.
Oh, okay.
And it's £3 on entry. Sorry, our guitarist is a little intoxicated right now.
Right, yo, it's definitely the 12th of September, people. Okay, and finally, if you have any shout-outs, do make them known.
Okay, just for the shirt thing, I want to give a shout out to my sister Darcy. Well done, and you are definitely making us those tops.
I'd say thanks to my family and my girlfriend for supporting me and the band. So, thank you very much.
Shout out to myself, because I'm awesome.
And you know what?
I was going to say that. God damn it.
I'm going to be a bit cheesy, and thank you for having us as well. It's got to be nice and cheesy and say that.
Oh, you are more than welcome.
Yeah.
Right. You can find out more about Uprising by going to facebook.com/UprisingUK. You can see them playing live at Chinnery's in Southend on the 12th of September, and you might be able to see them playing live before that if a few venues reply to their emails. Hint, hint. Done, so you don't have to. I think it's safe to say that the future very much starts here. Uprising, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.